Coast to Coast with the Grateful Dead continues on. West Coast Countdown. We're looking at about 40 minutes. We're going to be ringing in this new year, and the party's right here on the radio. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take the ball and pass it over to Mr. Gans, who's got his buddy Barlow here in the studio, and they'd be rapping at you.
Thank you, Jack. One of the things we need to do as we bid farewell to 1990 is note the passing of one of our Grateful Dead brothers this year. John Barlow is a Grateful Dead collaborator of long standing and was working with the late Brent Midland with a lot of artistic success right up until the very end. So, John, we were hoping you might have an appropriate word for us here this evening.
Well, one of the problems with a town the size of the Grateful Dead family is that we don't all get to go to the funeral. And so I know there are probably a lot of people out there that still feel like they didn't get a chance to mourn and are working it out still. And I just want to say that, you know, last year at this time, we rocketed into 1990 with a giddy kind of optimism that was swell while it lasted, and then it got recalibrated. And, you know, I think all of us had a few dark days with that. I mean, I lost a part of myself, and a lot of us lost a part of ourselves. But this is something that happens in communities. I mean, central figures die suddenly on you, and you have to be able to absorb that and get over it. And in the end, it's a kneeling experience. Grateful Dead is about magic, and unfortunately, magic doesn't mean much without tragedy. It kind of loses any sense of specialness or value if all you got is a daily dose of miracles and magic. You don't appreciate them. So I guess one of the things I got to say in saying goodbye to Brent and talking about heading on out is that I miss him, and I loved him for a lot of things, and I think that he gave us something special, which is the opportunity to mourn his loss together and unite in that.
And I was running around with a microphone last night interviewing people out in the halls, and I somebody out there said something just about as well as it's been said. He said, you know, in 1990 we lost a brother, but we gained two new ones.
That's right. And this thing goes on. I spent about 3 months off licking my wounds, and I'm real glad to be here tonight.
We're really glad to have you here, John. Thanks for showing up. And a Happy New Year to you. You want to say Happy New Year to the
country? Happy New Year, everybody out there, and you too, David.
Thank you. Jack?
We're going to get loose here. We're leading up to the big grand finale at midnight. Barry, how are you feeling there? Come on, give us some.
I'm doing fine. I'm just sitting back here enjoying you all's talking and going at it. You know, one of the things that's so fun is that Jack can do these commercial FM kind of voices, or what we say are commercial FM kind of voices.
No, you know what they call those voices? They call them pukers.
And so for the last several days, I've had to sit here and hear that, sit here and listen to that. So that's
I got my
fun
Sugar Magnolia voice at The Urge with Healy. Healy taught me everything I know, I'm telling you.
I think it's only fair to tell the listeners at home that Dan Healy is in the control room barking at us in our headphones, and you can't hear it. But he's heckling us without you being able to hear it. I don't think it's fair, man.
Oh, you mean that's not going over the air?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, my God.
I hope it isn't.
He's making these jokes and acting like a hillbilly of what one would think one sounds like.
And we have a real Texan here in the room with us who speaks like a real Texan and makes all these fake
Mr. Barlow, can you pronounce this word here? This is what's
You mean this syzygy here? It's the syzygy. That's right.
Is this a blue moon related thing?
Second blue moon of the year, dude.
Believe it or not, this is a technical term for what we got going here, which is the second blue moon of the year, and doesn't happen that often.
It's also one hell of a Scrabble word, I have to point out.
I saw a full moon one time. That was when Orson Welles dropped his pants. Oh, well, this is a family show. I'm sorry. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Give me five, Jack.
I'll give you a high five on that one. You knew I was going to get one of those in, right?
I was afraid you were.
Oh, I had the setup all the way.
All right.
Have we got some prepared material?